This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, that's a good one to sing along with. Hey, long notes to hold out, you know? That gets you breathing going. It's a good one. Hey, everyone. Hi. It's Monday. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Thank you for listening to us. Like, a heartfelt thank you. In all this S show of a year, you've been here. Thanks. We appreciate it.
Happy Monday.
Thank you, Morgan. Happy Monday. Honest to God, you're the only thing that keeps me going.
Morgan is?
No, the people.
Other people, listen. Okay.
Oh.
I mean, you guys.
I thought the same thing. Like, Morgan?
Morgan,
keeping you going.
I do enjoy Morgan, but he's definitely not keeping me going. Maria, she's keeping me going a little bit there.
Great.
Have a great Monday, you motherfathers. Yeah, I want that all the time. That makes me so happy. Anyway, good morning. It is, in fact, Monday. Yes, it was Groundhog Week. Another one of these weeks, although miserable weather all week is what it looks like, which translates into snow in Tahoe. It looks like it's going to be cold enough for it to stick, too.
We're going to get dumped on, yeah.
It's fantastic.
No, it's great news. We're absolutely going to get a ton of snow. And I just told you, they're saying some of the areas that were on fire are going to get mudslides because we're getting a foot of rain. 8 to 12 inches of rain in like a very small window, so it's going to be intense.
You were saying something last week about L.A. is going to get 2 years worth of rain this week, which is not how we want it. As grateful as we are that the reservoirs will be filled and there'll be snow on the mountains, take precautions because, you know, mudslides and flooding, devastating.
It's weird too that we got, for example, the ocean was, alive isn't even the right word. It was, the surf has been on unprecedented huge surf.
Right.
And we go from the giant ocean straight into this giant storm. Like, it's just, nature's been crazy.
Kicking our asses pretty much. Yeah. You know, it'd be fun during all this. Let's F with them. Come on, let's do this. It's going to be great for us, not for the people. Us being, I don't know, the elements. here we go. Here's some trash for you.
All right.
Which is brought to you by, and you might need this, not you, Vinny. You're not allowed. National Irish Coffee Day. Oh. Has its own day, Vin. Everyone needs a little coffee to put a pep in their step. Sometimes it's better with a little booze.
Did you ever do that? Have you ever done that?
I don't like it. I have had an Irish coffee, but I don't. Yuck. Did you used to do that?
Oh, I drank round the clock, but never.
Never in your coffee.
No. And I don't mean I drank round the clock as in at work, but I mean once I left work and was done, I would drink at 6 a.m. Sure. I'm up. There's booze. Let's go.
Here I am.
Right. Where do I got to be?
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
It's pathetic, but it's
I've
for sure
to
true.
Drink with you again. So make yourself an Irish coffee today, unless you're Vinny.
Right. Good for you. Those like of Vinny. You that can do that. I admire you. Good for you.
The recipe is for Irish coffee, black coffee, whiskey, sugar, and whipped cream.
Whipped cream?
Yeah, that's how you
sugar?
you put that on the top and it soaks down into it.
Oh, all right.
I actually don't like sugar in my coffee. I like coffee ice cream, weirdly, because that's obviously very sweet. But uh-huh. I don't want any sugar. I'm going to keep that away. No, thank you. A little milk. That's a whole milk, by the way.
Noted.
Did we talk about oat milk already?
Oat milk. Not today, but
no, did we talk about it like a week ago? I got these new neighbors, right? They had this like crazy coffee machine, cappuccino, like single cup maker things.
I don't think we have, no.
Dude puts oat milk into the thing. I'm like, oat milk, great. He brings me a cup of coffee and like this little, you know, reusable.
This is Mike again?
No, this is a different. I have a myriad name. I got the dog trainer. I got the coffee people. I got the Oculus guy, the virtual reality man. Mm-hmm. You know, I got them all. I got the 100-year-old lady who passed. Rest in peace, Ann. I know.
Oh, turned what the heck?
Turned 100 and passed away. Sure. What an S final year of your life.
I know, right?
No doubt.
At least we're still alive. Yeah. You know, that lady, she's 100 years old. She's the only person to ever own that house next door. She got that house in 1945 or whatever year it was built.
Oh my God, the
prophet. Well, I'm sure her kids are already counting the money. She is turning 100 years old, and like, you know, 50 people in the neighborhood all come out and stand far apart from each other and sing her happy birthday, and that's her celebration. And then like a month later, she passes away. Poor Anne. Like, what a...
Anyway, you like the oat milk?
Yeah, anyway, the oat milk was delicious. I could believe it. Yeah. Sorry, you're asking about neighbors. All right, let's...
Lemon drop guy, too. I think you forgot to mention that guy.
Oh, that's the grandson of the 100-year-old lady.
Oh, I see.
He's in his late 40s. His
the grandson.
We do have some other deaths besides... So Anne is one. Rest in peace, Anne. Larry King
died yes.
on Saturday. He died at age 87, so he had a long life and an incredible life. Eight marriages to seven different ladies. Married one of them twice.
And multiple, like, I think he had multiple open heart surgeries. He was a chain smoker.
He didn't treat himself that well, and yet he made it to almost 90. So.
Right.
They didn't give a cause of death, but everyone is saying COVID because he was admitted to the hospital with COVID earlier this month. And listen, when you're in your 80s, that is not a joke.
Right.
Like, they're not crediting this particular story. They're saying he was admitted with COVID, but they're not releasing a cause of death. Everybody else is saying that guy died of COVID. CNN praised Larry for putting him on the map. They said, from our CNN family to Larry's, we send our thoughts and prayers and promise to carry on his curiosity for the world in our work. He hosted Larry King Live on CNN from 85 to 2010, 35 years, earning the world record for longest show with the same host in the same time slot. He never went to college or took a journalism class. He was doing radio in D.C. when CNN hired him. His first guest was then New York Governor Mario Cuomo. They say it was his ability to listen that made him a great interviewer. He said, I've never gone on the air with the idea to embarrass a guest or build up a guest or build down a guest. I'm there to learn. After leaving CNN, he launched a show called Larry King Now for an online network. He was in a bunch of movies, just playing himself a lot of them. Did you know that he is the voice of Doris in the three Shrek movies?
No.
Hey, how's it going?
That's Doris, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I can't even think of who the Doris character is.
Me neither.
Pull something up to show you.
I'm gonna sneeze while you pull that up.
Bless you.
Oh, she worked in the bar. She's an ugly stepsister.
Oh.
I have a pic right here.
Doris.
She was like the.
He just did his voice. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's hear her. Can you play her? No.
Do you want?
Hey. How's it going?
That's all right.
She's a handsome woman. Big, handsome woman.
Yeah. So Larry King is someone that I have been aware of.
My whole adult life. Right?
But I am not someone who has ever sat down to watch his show.
Oh, really?
No. Nope.
Yeah. I feel like he was on in my face a lot. Besides the interviewing and the suspenders, he was best known for, as you mentioned, getting married 8 times, 7 different women, married one of them twice. Lots of people are out there putting out, you know, if you're looking for tributes to Larry King, they are available to you. Twitter, of course, is sort of tribute central. So that is actually where I found a lot of stuff about former Home Run King Hank Aaron. We mentioned this on Friday as all our phones blew up with the news that Hank Aaron had passed peacefully in his sleep, according to his family. He was 86 years old.
That's a guy I knew about, and he's a guy that not only have I seen many times when he broke Babe Ruth's record, so the number 715 stands in my head because that was the big one where he, but he got death threats from, he dealt with so much crap in his life, and many who knew him, who talked about him after, I guess this would have been on Friday, who talked about him said he's someone who didn't get bittered by it all and was the right guy at the right time to sort of move Black Americans forward in that sport and be and outside of sport.
As I was looking at tributes this morning, the one from MC Hammer was incredibly sweet. He posted a clip about Hank Aaron's life, but then he put up a picture of himself as a child, a little boy, with Hank Aaron, and he said, "I am known as MC Hammer because of Hank Aaron."
Hammer and Hank, right?
Because I guess he was a bat boy, I think for the A's, right? And he was run around, and people thought he looked like Hank Aaron, and started calling him Hammer, and that's how he got the name. So he was very moved by this whole thing. He put up a very nice tribute. It's Do you have the that looks like Instagram. There's one on he put the actual picture of the two of them together up on, oh, is that Twitter? It is Twitter. That's them right there. Look at little baby boy MC Hammer. So cute.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Just on a totally different note. You ever had a bunch of packages outside your house, but you've also got some other stuff in your hands, maybe an iced coffee, and you just try to scoop it all up and try to make just one? You ever bite off more than you can chew trying to make one trip into the house?
I do that all the time. I don't know about this iced coffee stuff, but I absolutely try to unload my car with too many things, drop things, break things, and realize I've made things 10 times worse trying to only make one trip.
Yeah, Ben Affleck is, it's pouring, and he's trying to get everything that's been dropped outside his gate and balance his coffee on top of it, and his pants are falling down. Can you get the shot where his pants are falling down?
Oh,
it's the next shot. That's the one.
You can see what you should be doing, Ben.
Hold on. I need you to see his little plumber.
There you go.
We've got the full on. I can see what kind of underwear he wears and his butt showing.
What kind is that?
Old Navy.
Old Navy. He's got some old.
Ben Affleck wears old Navy underwear.
Well, those kids, you know, they probably got it for him.
All that money.
Look at that ass crack. Those are some fine cheeks. That's some fine Affleck.
All right, good for him.
So he is. He's just like the rest of us. We're just.
I would have
Ben Affleck,
expected to see Armani or something, wouldn't you?
Right. I know. Or at least Calvin Klein. You know, something.
All right.
But you know, we all get underwear for Christmas, and if your person was in the Old Navy, then they bought you a pack of those. Maybe those are the ones that fit him the best.
Maybe.
Maybe he's going to get some money out of Old Navy now. Maybe this is on purpose.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Where he is getting money.
That is. Look at how it's peeking out from underneath his black parka. Aww, so cute.
Super cute.
Okay. So I actually was going to jump into some of the real estate, but I'm so late.
So what happens with this?
Nothing.
This
That's it. We're just like him. He doesn't spill it. He manages to make it all. He gets. I mean, what is that? 8 packages, all different shapes and sizes.
This is it's a lot of packages.
You're telling me he didn't drop that?
Yeah. If he did, the paparazzi didn't catch it.
Yeah, a box.
That's a box, two, a big package there, one, two, three, four, five, six packages.
And he
six
puts
packages.
The coffee
and
on top of
the coffee's on top, and he's holding it with a straw. Is that a Dunkie's cup? What is that?
Yeah, it's a Dunkie's.
Yeah, of course it is. He's a box.
That's not a smart move. All right.
He made it. And what does he care? If he spills it, he goes, hey, maids, pick this up, you know?
Well, I mean, you'd think he'd just say, hey, maids, grab the packages.
You would think that, but, you know, somebody's got to get those packages. He's on his way in. He doesn't want to seem like a total lazy boy. Okay, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Among other things, I have Goodbye Heels, Hello Lady Mustache after these.
Well.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.